In the past 2 months, North Korea has been hit by two waves of floods. In August, more than 1 million people were affected. The floods killed 600 people, left 170,000 homeless, and destroyed about 10% of North Korea's agricultural land. The UN Children's Fund says a second flood at the end of September washed away many roads, bridges, and other infrastructure that had been rebuilt after the August disaster. UNICEF representative in North Korea, Michel Lepershu, says his agency is looking into the nutritional status of children under age 5 in 19 flood-affected counties. He says 70% of the homeless families live in these areas.
What we're really trying to do is to go to the areas that have been affected and through this rapid screening identify the children who require rehabilitation, nutritional rehabilitation, and also measure how much the floods have impacted on the nutritional status in those areas.
Lepershu says North Korea is in a fragile state, but he says there has been a noticeable and welcome change in the attitude of the government toward international agencies. And this, he says, is making it easier to distribute aid.
I think the environment in which we work is getting better, and I think that the situation for children is improving, though there are a lot of challenges that remain.
The last UN nutritional survey in 2004 found that 37% of young children in North Korea were chronically malnourished and 23% were underweight. Lepershu says this is high, but says these rates are similar to those found in countries such as Cambodia, Laos, and Burma. And he says it is an improvement compared to the situation in North Korea some 10 years ago. Then, he says, more than 60% of children under 5 were chronically malnourished and underweight.
That said, the malnutrition is still high, and the situation is fragile because DPRK is a country that is struggling to be self-sufficient. And the fact that a lot of agricultural land has been affected is of serious concern to all UN agencies in DPRK.
But the UNICEF official says he believes North Korea has a good chance of overcoming these problems. He says the country has better coping mechanisms now than 10 years ago when it emerged from an economic crisis linked to the collapse of the Soviet Union. He says most of the $14 million appeal for flood relief has been met. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.